It's time for another episode of Radioga, so please help me welcome to the studio, Terry Flaherty. How are you doing today, Terry?
I'm good. Thank you, Sage. It's great to be here. Today we're going to be talking about the last of the five niyamas, and I'd like to remind everyone the word niyama is an observance of something that we can do to create more peace and calm in our own lives, and it's something that we can control within our own little inner sphere of our consciousness and our world within. This last of five niyamas is Ishvara Pranidhana. And roughly, Ishvara can be defined as life force or the source of all life. And if you have a faith-based religion, it could be construed as God. Though yoga is not a religious practice, it is a science and art of living in wholeness. Pranidhana can be defined as bowing or surrendering or celebrating. Words in yoga are written in Sanskrit, which was a musical language, and it's very poetic, and many words have several meanings. I like to remind people of the word awe, the ability to inhabit and live with awe in as many moments as we can. When we experience awe, it is often spontaneous, just from sensing that life force within ourselves or that life force within another. It could be recognizing the vastness of the night sky, looking up at the starry night, seeing the Milky Way and the constellations, and imagining space beyond all and feeling really small at the same time, but feeling like you're part of everything. And on the other hand, at some point, we feel larger than other systems of life that are just as awe-inspiring. To look at a spider web that we could just wave away with our hand, come back the next day, and the spider has rebuilt this absolute geometric wonder. So Ishvara Pranidhana is ineffable. It is basically beyond words. And you may hear me struggling to try to describe the practice, because it is something that is so personal and private, but it's probably something we all can relate to. It's just very difficult to put into words. So I'm not going to guide a practice other than look for those times where you're caught in a moment of awe that would be difficult to describe to another. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Terry Flaherty with Radioga. Thank you, Sage.